Hello, everybody. It's your old pal, Rob. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to, I believe it's episode 9. Already, episode 9. Wow. I mean, just absolutely mind-blowing when you really think about it. Absolutely mind-blowing. And that's my phone, not yours. Seems we do this. It seems people decide to text me every single time when we're trying to film an episode. But hey, that's the breaks, right? But it's kind of funny. We've got a lot to cover today. We got a bunch of new stuff that came in that I'm really excited to talk about. Some things that you're going to be looking forward to. And one of the things, believe it or not, and I went down to my local gaming store to buy one paint. One paint. Yes, one paint. And $245 later, I came out and I got the one paint, but I got a whole bunch of other stuff. I ended up getting a bunch of games that we're actually going to talk about in our review section. Some of the stuff really made me start thinking about what is going on in this business nowadays. You know, we're already starting off the new year, and it's already a bad start to the year. You had this whole OGL drama, okay, which continues and will continue. You know, Wizards of the Coast kind of handcuffing a couple of very big properties, Magic and Dungeons and Dragons. For those of you that have been, you know, someplace else on another moon, or just maybe in Antarctica, everybody's heard this, so I'm not going to beat this to death. But we're starting to see the effects of these type of things. And one of the games that I had gotten in, and listen, I pay for stuff just like you guys do. Okay, I go, I pay my money, and, bring it home for the most part. You know, don't get me wrong. I have a successful gaming channel, and people do send things to me to review. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to sit here and feed you a bunch of baloney like a lot of people do. Oh, I'm totally dependent on my patron. That's nothing but a bunch of garbage. But because of pricing, the way it's changing, because we're starting to feel the outcome. And what I want to cover in this segment is how this year is already starting to set the tone on how things are going to go, folks. And I don't think it's going to go very well. You know, a lot of you right now don't have disposable income, okay? And I can tell you this much. A lot of these companies are really hurting. These smaller companies are really, really hurting. If it sounds like I'm vibrating or shaking something, I am. Because while we're doing this, I'm actually painting some Battletech Alpha Strike, which we're gonna talk more about that in another segment here. In a minute, because it kind of ties into everything that I'm kind of going to be talking about today. So forgive me for bouncing around a little bit here, but we are definitely going to cover a lot today, and I do mean a lot. Getting back to it, it's been a rough start. First of all, you know, two big properties take a tremendous hit, There's no other way around it, folks. There's no other way to describe what has happened than, you know, Magic and you know, two of the biggest games out there taking a massive hit. You know, the poor management of Magic, which is driving, you know, Magic players insane. And the, you know, this OGL. But that's not it, folks. That's not where it stops. Okay? Because a lot of things are going to change this year, okay? I don't think you're going to see as many successful conventions. You're just not going to see it, folks. I hate to tell you that, okay? And it really is up to the people, but I just don't think the people have the disposable income. And if they're going to go to something, they're going to want to go to a convention where they're going to see a lot of stuff, or something fairly cheap that's local, where they can just spend time with their friends that maybe they don't get to see, that may be in another state or something like that. Origins, I'm hearing from a lot of dealers and a lot of companies that are saying, you know something? Origins has fallen off the bucket there. And this is not a convention that we can rely on anymore. We're going there trying to get ready to sell our wares. Okay. You know, we're looking to get our, you know, show off our games, get ready for our Kickstarters. And people aren't showing up. It's too expensive. They have to pick. Gen Con has priced itself out. It's incredible. And any of you that go to Gen Con, you know that it takes a mint to go, you know, between the hotels, the food, the travel to get there. Heck, you know, I'm going, you know, this year. This is it. This is it for me. This is the last time I'm going. I want to come see a lot of you guys. And I want to see you guys one more time before, you know, before I say, hey, you know, I'm going to keep it to local stuff. The only guy that gets it and really does it really, really well, and that is Mr. Tom Vassell. Okay. Mr. Tom Vassell, from day one, has ran one of the best conventions that you will ever, ever, ever go to. But here's the thing. It's not about new games. It's all about gaming. It's all about his people and his product and his brand. And that's what makes it fun. You know, you go there, you take your family. You can go to Dice Tower. Now, listen, Dice Tower East. And I can only speak to that because I haven't been to the West one. And, you know, I have no plans to go to the West one, especially when, you know, I live where the East one is. Okay. But I will tell you this much. You can, with the hotel, food, and everything that Tom offers you, okay? And he does do a great job, folks. I'm telling you. Okay? You can do it for about $1,000. And that's pretty good for, you know, for 5 days over a holiday season. And now, I'm not counting plane fare or anything like that. I'm just talking your hotel, your food. You know, they really set you, they put you in an area that you could be successful eating and stuff like that. You know, you can eat out nice. You could spend a little bit more. Or, you know, hey, you can have Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or whatever. Everything is within a stone throw. This is all strategically done by a very, very brilliant man. Please, whether you like him or not, okay, Tom is a very, very brilliant man. Smart. I know. I've spent, you know, years around him. I have. And I've always been impressed on how he thinks and how he gets things done. He runs a great ship there with the Dice Tower and does a lot of great things. All right. We're getting off the subject, but I do want to make sure that you understand. These are the kind of conventions that are going to come out of this. Okay. You go to Gen Con, you're talking $3,000-$4,000. Easy. Now, I've spent that easy. The hotels are ridiculous. Okay. I mean, if you want to get something affordable, you're going to have to be away from downtown. And it's insane. It's insane. I mean, they got a great steakhouse there, you know, world famous. I like to eat there. I do. I love to eat there. Expensive though, but worth it. But Gen Con's the one, because that's the one where, you know, these small businesses really thrive. They really come alive there. They really count on a Gen Con. People are hyped up. They want to see new stuff. Well, you know, a lot of these small businesses, and it's expensive for them to set up something there. It's not cheap, folks. It's not cheap for these guys. And they put it all on the line. And now it's more important than ever. You think they're going to skip an Origins where there's not going to be the turnout that they need? You know, Gamma has really dropped the ball. They've really, really dropped the ball on a lot of things here. And, you know, I've talked to people that belong to Gamma. They don't do anything for you. They don't. They don't do a thing for you. And it's, you know, it's the good old boy club, you know, mentality. You know, I don't belong to it. What do I need to belong to it for? And, you know, here they come with this convention, and this convention has floundered, especially during COVID. It's taken a beating during COVID. People are now being choosy how they spend money. So that you're going to see some big changes with things going on. And you're going to see some really big changes. We're just at such a weird point. And it's really terrifying when WizKids used to be every man's company. They were every man's company. Think about it. They were the ones that when you would go and say, hey, I'm not going to pay these GW prices, even though a lot of us would no matter what. But you know something? I'm going to play with my kids. I'm going to play with HeroClix. These are the everyday people. And now they go into a deal with Wizards of the Coast, and they put out a game called Onslaught. Okay? Great little game. Reminds me of the Command Dungeon. Remember that? How about Mage Knight Dungeon? It's got a lot of that feel too, folks. But the price tag on this. This is a game that I wouldn't pay more than $70 for. I paid $140 for it. Go check out the video that I did on it. Go check it out. Go check it out on my YouTube. Not that I'm plugging my YouTube. Go check out anybody's thing. Go see what's inside that box. Now, already I'm getting hit. Well, you know that Noble Knight has it for $125. Okay, listen. I don't care what they're selling it for. They're taking a loss. You know who's going to hurt? They are. They're just trying to do supply and demand and get it to you any way they can. Some ding and Denton place has it for $98. Okay. What happens when they run out? You're going to have to pay that $140, folks. You're going to have to pay that $140. That's what it really comes down to. As stupid as it sounds, you're going to have to pay the $140. I mean, ridiculous. And when you look what's in there, there's not even enough in there to quantify a price tag of $80. There's not enough in there to quantify a price of $80, let alone $140. And that's without tax, folks. Don't forget, you got to pay your friendly state. Okay, you got to pay your state tax. So you're talking around about $150 for a board game. Is this a sign of things to come, folks? Is this the new reality? At the beginning of the year, one of the anticipated games of the year, okay, a D&D license. Now, is it on the license? Is it just a sign of all the shipping issues that is finally catching up to some of these games? Is it a number of things? But how does this game quantify a $140 price tag? $139.99, okay, for those of you that want me to be fair, okay? How does that quantify? Does it make sense to you? It certainly doesn't make any sense to me. Are you going to pay that for WizKids quality? And please, do not try to tell me that WizKids puts out quality, high quality product, okay? That you're going to get the beautiful cards and stuff like that. No. Take a look at Mage Knight, the ultimate edition of theirs, okay? How much was that? Okay? How much was that? And all the stuff that you got with it. And you got a ton of stuff with that. Wasn't even close. To the price tag that they're asking for this thing. And nobody's talking about it. You want to know why? I'll tell you why they're not talking about it. Because they got all their copies for free. And this is some of the problems. People are going to go, wow, this price tag's ridiculous. No, I had to go out and pay for mine. I had to go out and pay for mine just like you do and everybody else does. And even if this was given to me, one of my first things would have been, well, how much is this on retail? Who's going to pay that? Who's protecting the common man? Okay. Who's protecting that board gamer who has very little disposable income, wants to be able to do things, going to the movies? Geez, you can probably get a game that you'll get a lot more enjoyability out of. And God forbid if the movie stinks. Oh, let's go see Black Adam. Well, that's a $50 night. Popcorn, paying to get in, gas. You're obviously going to have to take the person out to, you know, grab something to eat. Right? When you could probably go get a game. What's going to happen, folks? What's going to happen? Those $39 work replacement games. It's going to affect you too. Yes. Eurogamer. This is going to affect you too. Guess what? That $39 work replacement game now becomes $80. This isn't going to stop here. So conventions, going to get hit. Going to get hit, no doubt. Conventions hit. Your games are now going up in price. Small companies are falling apart. What about Kickstarter? What about Kickstarter this year? I'm going to tell you something. And I mean this with all my heart. And I'm talking to you guys. Okay? I may be out of my mind. I may be, I may be totally wrong. I don't think I am, else I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you about it and warning you about it. But I'm telling you right now, because I've heard it through the grapevine, folks, some of these small companies are playing catch up now. Oh man, I've got to fulfill this Kickstarter. How am I going to do that? How am I going to fulfill this Kickstarter? Well, I'll tell you how I'm going to fulfill that Kickstarter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do another Kickstarter for a game that I have an idea for. And I'm going to take that money and I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul. I'm going to rob Peter to pay Paul, folks. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then they can't fulfill it. What are you going to do then? You want to talk about gambles now? And I'm not talking about the CMONs that are going to, these big companies, because you know something? That's the thing that's going to save Kickstarter, folks. People go, oh, well, this should be for smaller companies. Yeah, that was the intention for creators. But people took advantage of it. And these bigger companies decided to use it as a smart tool for their business models. And it's worked for them. And it's keeping gaming alive. So don't hate on the CMONs or some of these bigger companies. But when you start looking at the Mythics and the Monoliths and stuff like that, hey, Mythic Games just got rid of 2/3 of the people. They even let probably one of the most talented guys on the planet go. That's Sam Healy. Sam Healy. Okay? One of the biggest names in board gaming. Or was, or I still think he is. Man of the people, folks. Man of the people. And now reduced to working for another company. It's as simple as that. He's doing something for a smaller company. What does that tell you? And they just came out with a really good game. Really great, solid game. Darkest Dungeon. I just got it in not too long ago. Fantastic. Some of their best work. Gameplay. I love it. I think it's fantastic. I'm cleaning a brush, folks. Forgive me. I'm painting while doing a podcast. Pretty cool. But they just came out with a great game. They sold off half their other games, folks. Sold off half their other games to big companies that are going to keep them alive. Okay? They sold off their properties. Uh-oh. More signs of the time, folks. More signs of the time. It's terrifying what can happen. This, and somebody wrote this in the comments, is like the old crash of the video games. Anybody remember that? Anybody old enough to remember that? Games were the hottest thing on the planet, folks. Video games, there wasn't anything hotter on the planet. And then the crash came. And they thought that was the end. Well, it came back. It came back, but never the way it was. Now it's one of the, you know, the bigger things, but it's all first-person shooters, folks. It's all first-person shooters. And people sometimes get bored of the video games. It's a weird time. Everything goes through a transition. Will board gaming be back? Of course. You can't kill board gaming. You can't. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's going on for centuries. Different types of board gaming over centuries. You cannot kill it. But is the golden age over? Because I think things really came back in 2013, 14, 2006, you can even say. That was a great year. And the golden age began. Then COVID kind of changed everything. Remember, how many years were there just nothing but excess? Complete excess. Excess of games. You went to Gen Con, there was 1,000 games. And I'm not exaggerating. 1,000, sometimes over 1,000. 1,000 games that were going to be showcased. Kickstarters that were upcoming. Things like that. Unbelievable amount. Overabundance. Greed. Lots of excess. And then eventually it catches up. It catches up. And it has. And it has, folks. I guarantee you it has. And now we sit in this weird age. Here we go. 2023. The year where everything changed. The year that changed everything. How? I don't know. I can't see that far in the future. Am I over exaggerating things? I hope so. I really do. I really hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. Not this time. Nope. Not this time. I think things are going to be as bad as they have ever been. I think we're going to lose a lot of companies that are going to catch us off guard. This greed with these licensing agreements are going to be very painful for a lot of companies, especially if this OGL thing goes through and starts hurting that third party. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? You know, we thought we were in shock when you kind of lost Will Wheaton show, you know, over that drama. Okay. And what was that about? Greed. Well, who has the rights to this? You know, we've got to hit our hands. How can you know, we make more money out of this? Okay. Is that the way it's going to go? If you hear a rooster in the background, yeah, I live on a farm, folks. I live on a farm. And for some reason, the rooster's crowing. Of course, during our podcast. It just wouldn't be a, you know, Rob's Tabletop World video or podcast without something going awry. But forgive me for it. That's all I can say. It's just, we just do things naturally. We don't edit anything. We just come to you the way anybody else would. The way anybody else would. Just like you were talking to your friends. And that's the way I like to run this show. And that's the way I'll continue to do so. Continue to do so. I'm sitting here painting BattleTech, like I said. Why? I'll tell you why. I don't even think I'm going to break this thing up in segments today. We're just going to have one big long talk. And yeah, there's the rooster running around somehow. I don't know why he's outside the garage door. Looks like he just decided to take a walk, which is a first. But anyways, you know, I'm painting BattleTech because I'm starting to go backwards a bit. After this $140 price tag, I started thinking to myself, I go, I'm going to go to that storage unit and I'm going to start, you know, I have been somebody that has been excessive. And it's kind of disgusting when you really think about it. I've had tons and tons of games. Some I still have in wrappers. Why am I not doing that? Was it the fear of missing out on things? That I had to just keep on buying things and buying things and buying things. And I'm saying to myself, I have so much stuff. Why am I not experiencing that stuff? I can't believe that I have a rooster crowing outside this house. This. I'm going to leave this in because I think it's just hysterical. Without a doubt, the most strangest podcast ever. I actually had to stop this for a few minutes because the rooster was crowing so loud. And I'm going, well, why is the rooster in front of the, you know, the studio? I built a studio out in my garage for the time being. And I go out there and all the chickens and everything are running around. I'm going, what the heck's going on? Well, my son opened up the gate because he wanted to put hay in. We got a hay bale for the cows. It's Florida. The grass is dormant. So, you know, we make sure that we have hay bales for them. And I got all the chickens running all over the front yard. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I mean, how is this happening? Well, finally, I corralled them all the way down into and got them through the gate. And everybody's safe and sound now. But only this podcast, right? Don't worry about, you know, anything else, you know, foul language or anything like that, but you will hear chickens in the background. You'll hear all the things that you wouldn't expect for a gaming podcast, right? If this was a farming podcast, this would be perfect, but no. But getting back to my point, and while I'm restarting painting my BattleTech figures, I go into the storage unit and I said, you know something, I'm going to start playing stuff that I have. I'm not looking to get anything new. I think this is going to be crazy. If it's new, hey, and I get it, that's fine. But it's time to start looking at what I have. And forget about the fear of missing out thing, okay? That's in the past. That doesn't happen anymore, okay? And the funny thing about it is that I go to the storage unit and there's all this stuff. And my wife just looks at me and goes, you know, not for anything. There's like a billion things there. You're never going to play all this. And I said, oh no, I'll show you. Because the minute she said I wouldn't play it, I'm going to play it now. And I was looking there, and I have so much. I have so much BattleTech, but I never got the chance to really, really give Alpha Strike the chance that it had. Well, I brought a whole bunch of mechs in, and I had some of those packs they had from Catalyst, and I actually have a bunch of stuff from Iron Wind Metal, which is just fantastic stuff too. And I broke them out, and I said, you know something? I'm going to paint the rest of these. I have a ton of painted BattleTech, but boy, I want to get it all painted. And I got sent this stuff called Upzone. And I said, you know something? I'm going to use some of this Upzone stuff for scenery and stuff like that. And I'm going to give it a go. You know something? I think it'll be fun. Everybody will have a good time. And in the scheme of things, if I'm having a good time, I think you'll have a good time. And that's what it comes down to. If I'm not enjoying myself, then you know something, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Because you can always go someplace else and find, you know, something that you really want to see. I mean, really easy. Boy, this has been one of the most strangest podcasts ever. Of course, the phone rings and it turned out we're getting solar and Generac's put in. It's really important that we get this done before hurricane season, which will come up, you know, quicker than you think. You know, another year, it ends in November and then starts up, you know, right in July, as usual. So the original salesman that these poor people had was just a shyster. And I'm working with the owner right now to kind of make sure that we both win on both sides. I don't want to see the guy get hurt or anything like that, but it's been a complete nightmare. So now that we got the chickens and the solar stuff all squared away, we can finish this podcast, which has been an adventure today. There's no doubt about it. And of course, my son just walked in the middle of the podcast, but that's okay. I'm going to tell him right now that we'll talk more because the solar people just called. Oh, there you go. He nodded, and then he's going to go in the other room, and we're going to finish up talking what we were talking about. But like I said, I've been taking a look more at older things and bringing things to you guys that I think, you know, there's a lot of good stuff. And there isn't no, we all have it in some degree, a fear of missing out on something. But what are we missing out on anymore? Is there an amount of quality that is so mind-boggling that we have to have every single game? Well, you know, to some degree, I always felt that, well, that looks really cool and I want to have it. And I would go crazy and do that. But now I'm really taking a look and I'm stepping back and I'm saying, what do I have? It's time to start looking at what I have, what I'm going to do with it, if I'm going to keep it, and the things that mean the most to me and that I feel that can help the channel. Okay. And myself, of course, but I find that my group, and when I mean gaming group, is basically you guys, if you really think about it. You know, I put all my stuff together to bring you guys some really good stuff, hopefully. And that's what's important to me. Bringing quality as much as I could, where, you know, there's interest. Hey, here's an old game that you may not know about, and maybe you can find here, there, or whatever. And that's how I do things now. Because I don't have gaming groups here. I mean, I could go up to the Bearded Brown Coat here in Ocala and, you know, on a Saturday play with people. But let's be honest. People are becoming different too. It's not as enjoyable. I'd rather play the game and do it virtually where you know, you guys are there and we enjoy it on Rob's Tabletop World. And for me, that has been my passion, is bringing different things. What can I bring to the table? What can I make interesting? And that has been the way I've gone about it. So now I've got this Alpha Strike out. And I'm getting it ready. I'm doing a video on the introductory set that they have for it, which I think is really something special. I was shocked when I opened up the box finally after all this time and went, oh, well, you know, this looks pretty cool. And then I started working on some of the stuff that I had and I started painting it, and it's been enjoyable. And that's what this hobby is supposed to be about. Not all the drama, not all the things that go with it, but just pure enjoyment. And, you know, with the excess of things and the quality of things going down and a lot of things, it's time to start looking at the past before we can go forward. It really is. We've been spoiled with so much stuff coming out. We've taken it for granted. We just get it. Some of the stuff we would play because we were excited about some of it. And then some of it, it just sits on a shelf in wrappers. How many games do you have that you may have just opened and take a look to see what was inside the box, or maybe briefly go through the rules? But how many of them do you sit on your shelf? Haven't been played. You know, I got to get to that one of these days. All of us have at least one. All right. And some of us don't have any. Some of us are smart. Maybe you only carry 40, 50 games. And you say, well, you know something, I'm only going to play X, Y, and Z. And I'm going to make sure I get this in. That's a way to do it. If you could do it, hey, more power to you. I applaud you. I haven't been able to do that. There's stuff that I have for years. And it's embarrassing. It really is. It's gluttony. And I'm saying that about myself. We've been in such a golden age that, you know, things are always coming out that you buy it and you go, yeah, I'm going to get to it. There's another thing coming out this week. Well, I can't wait to see that. Hey, Summers, look how many of those games come out. I go to Gen Con. I was shipping four huge boxes home. Always. Shipping a whole bunch of boxes home. For what? Some of those games I never even get to. I still haven't gotten to from 5 years ago. But every Gen Con, you would see the video. Yep. Bringing this in. We're bringing this in. Some things I would play offline and go, oh, that wasn't that good. But I bought it because I thought it was going to be cool. It'd be cool for the channel. Now, a lot of you don't have a channel. But again, gluttony. Fear of missing out. All the things that people talk about. They're not wrong. They're not wrong. And here I am, an older game. Now, Alpha Strike's a little newer, but it's still BattleTech. I could just take all these guys and play just BattleTech and I'd be perfectly happy. But an older game like this, and here I am painting it, and you want to know something? I'm having a great time while I'm doing this podcast and chasing chickens and fielding phone calls. But I'm enjoying myself, folks. And isn't that what it's all about? At the end of the day, how much we enjoy ourselves doing this. And that's the best part of this hobby. It could be multi-tiered in what you do. But the sign of the times are things are going to get tough, folks. They're going to get tough. And it'd be maybe that time, maybe it's time to start looking at the things that we have on our shelves and start saying, you know something, I'm not falling for it. I don't want anything bad to happen to the business. But maybe I got to start taking care of me. Maybe I've got to start taking care of myself and my gaming group and start saying, hey, guys, no, we're not going to fall into the new D&D junk. No, we're not going to succumb to what might be the next work replacement masterpiece or this, that, the other. How about we just see what's out there now? There's a lot of good games that we have on those shelves. And let's not fall into the trap. Let's face it. Disposable income is something that just isn't there. Another message from another good guy. Another good guy who has gone through hell. And it's a story I'm going to tell. That's what that ding was. But boy, it's been a busy day today. Just trying to get this podcast done. But this is another story that I'm going to save for next week. And I think I'm going to have this gentleman come on and talk about his business. And I think that is really, really important. I think you need to hear some of the things that are going on. I think you need to hear how things are happening behind the scenes and how people are trying to protect themselves by hurting others. There's a lot going on, folks. A lot of snaky stuff. And it's a lot of stuff you don't hear. It's not all rainbows and candy canes, folks. Nope. And that's what we do on this podcast, is tell you the truth. We're telling you the truth. The things that you don't hear, because people have friends in the business and they, you know, all these big companies and they want to keep getting those free games. Hey, like I said, I would love to keep getting them too. But sometimes you have to check yourself too. You have to be honest with yourself. You got to be able to look in the mirror. Is it really worth it? Or is the warning that you put out for people that really need it, that people are hurting, that may have, you know, something, my son and I want to do something together. And boy, it'd mean a lot if, well, Rob says this is good. Well, you know something? That's putting my reputation and myself on the line. And I just don't want to be that guy that just tries to sell you something. I want to be that guy that gives you every angle. You may like it. I don't. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Not at all. But if I give you a good, honest opinion and always tell you the truth, we may not align with our tastes, but you know that I'm telling you straight up. And at least you'll take a little harder look. You know, maybe, this guy's more my taste. You know, there's a lot of great people out there. I've said it 1,000 times. A lot of bad people. I said that 1,000 times. But maybe it's just go, well, if Rob doesn't like it, well, let me see what this guy says. Oh, he likes it, and I'm more in line with him. Well, that works. Maybe this game's just mediocre. Maybe I should look at something else that would work better for me and my son, my daughter, whoever. And that, folks, is how you do the right things, how you protect people, how you help people. It's about having pride in yourself, in the people that follow you, caring, and giving everything that you have. So there you have it, folks. So an exciting day here. I'm going to come back with one more segment. I'm going to talk about some of the things that I picked up. We're going to make that pretty quick. This is already a long podcast. And what we're going to do is we'll be back right after this with another segment. This segment here was almost 45 minutes with all the stoppages in betweens and other things that have happened. Roosters, chickens, everything else that you can imagine. But I never said that this wasn't going to be out there. Okay. And that's what this podcast is. We'll see you on the other side of this, folks. All right, everybody, we're back. Hopefully nothing stops us this time. What a podcast. What a ridiculous podcast. I don't even know why anybody would bother listening to this. But honestly, to really hit home here and drag things home, I did pick up a lot of stuff this week. I don't know if I mentioned in the last podcast, but I did get Darkest Dungeon and started painting that. What a beautiful, beautiful game. You can get this at Miniature Market, and I think I mentioned it last week, but I'm just going to say it again. Go get this. Okay. I was hoping to get one secondhand, and I'll tell you right now, I am not disappointed in anything with this game. It's smart. It's, some people say it's fiddly. Yeah, it could be that way, but I do like the micromanagement a little bit. And I like how the figures are beautiful. I like how everything feels like the video game. It made me start playing the video game again. So definitely check that out. Another thing I got in at our local store here, and I'm going to do a little plug for them. If you're in Florida, in Central Florida, and have a chance to go to the Bearded Brown Coat in Ocala, I highly suggest it. It is such a fantastic game store with great help, great people giving you great product. But I was able to get the HeroQuest, the Mage and of the Mirror, and it's very elf-driven. It's cool. It's something I'm looking forward to. More content. It's probably the only thing that Hasbro's doing right now is Heroes Quest, which is kind of shocking because you kind of figured that they were going to mess this up somehow. They didn't. They didn't. They did a great job with this. But hey, you want to talk about magic and Dungeons and Dragons? Well, that's a whole different story, folks. That's a nightmare unto itself. Another thing that I got in was the BattleTech Alpha Strike box set. Once I dug out all the stuff that I had in the storage unit, I just happened to go up the store because I needed a particular paint that I wanted to paint my mechs. And I saw this and they said, oh no, this is the starter set. And you get 12 beautiful miniatures, a bunch of just really, really nice buildings. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is absolutely beautiful. You get trees, simplified. I love the system. Matter of fact, you're going to see a video this week on it, me talking about it and how it works out. And it just, I talk about the rules, and I'm going to be doing a live play because when I went to go watch some videos, it's the usual horsing around, even though there was one channel that I was kind of like, I see what they're trying to do, but they're horsing around a bit too much, thinking they're funny. And that's one thing I hate doing is trying to be fake funny. And when you just want information, that's all you want is information, right? And if people give you good, solid information, guess what? You're going to be fine, aren't you? Aren't you? And one of the things that I'd hoped to do was put together a beginner's guide live about Alpha Strike. Now, I'm hoping to do that this week. We've, like I said, we have this people that are coming to do the solar. So they're going to be banging on the roof and walking all over the place and putting up 54 panels and Generacs and all this other, you know, fun stuff that we've got going on here at you know, the homestead here. But I really feel that doing once and for all a good solid video. And I'm going to tell you, this one guy is just absolutely horrible. You know, when they do that cringy horror, there's people that are hardcore gamers that are very introverted and they do that goofy humor. And I just, for me, I don't get it. I'm a jock. I've always been a jock. So I just don't understand a lot of things. I just want to play games. And I think there's a lot of you out there, businessmen, you know, all types of different people play games. And you have this stereotype, unfortunately, when it comes to gamers. Well, this guy fits it. And he tried to do one and it was just drawn out. It took you 15 to 20 minutes to get to the point of just getting to the first rule. And I want to be able to do a live example where you are, you know, 10, 20 minutes in, you understand every rule. And now you're just kind of seeing, okay, well, how does this end? Where you understand the game, you have a great concept, and it really teaches you everything that you need to know. Okay. Leaves it open for you to discover things, but be able to get something to you where you can understand. And that's what I want to do with this BattleTech Alpha Strike stuff, which I'm really looking forward to. The other thing that I was able to get was I finally got, I was waiting to get my hands on this, the reinforcements for Undaunted. I got the reinforcement pack that they had up there. So I jumped all over that. And I, you know, adding more to what is already a fantastic system, especially with Stalingrad out. That is just a masterpiece, folks. And I plan on doing something with that and adding my reinforcements to it, which will just make it even, you know, more what it is, which is just great. I mean, this game is just plain, simple, great. So I'm going to do that, and I'm looking forward to that. So we got that in. I'm trying to think if we got anything else. And no, I think that just, I'm looking at it, and I got two things in the mail yesterday. I got from Everything Epic Games, Upzone. And they sent me a whole bunch of that pop-up terrain. So what I'm going to do is mess around with it. And I think we're going to do the battle tech on it just to show you how cool this is. And I think it's more for like, a Warhammer type of style stuff. But instead of doing that, what I really want to do is kind of do some battle tech on it and just show you how quick it is to set up something and just have a ton of fun. Just go at it. And these things are huge. They're massive. And I just think it'd be a lot of fun. And I think we'll use that. Also, I got in a card game and the expansion, Quest for the Spear, The Librarians. Now, I've talked about this extensively. This is a fantastic game that you have to check out. I think it's something that you're really going to like. So we'll be showcasing that. We'll be doing another video with that. What else do we got? We got that. We've got the battle tech that we want to do. I mean, we got a lot of stuff coming up. And you got a ton of reviews coming up this week. And you're going to see a whole bunch of things on Rob's Tabletop World. Now, this comes out on Wednesday. I'm filming this on, I'm taping this on Tuesday. So just look for the rest of the week, a lot of stuff. And we're going to be talking at the end of the week. I'm going to have a little bit of a discussion on how Games Workshop and Wizards of the Coast, they're kind of the same company now. They're kind of the same company now. So we'll be taping that. And you'll see that on Saturday. We got a couple of reviews, which I'd rather do on Thursday and Friday. Wednesday is our podcast day. And another full week here at Rob's Tabletop World. Well, there you go, folks. Hope you enjoyed the podcast and all the craziness that went with it. And I promise you this, we'll do a better job next week. And that's for sure. So until next time, this is a long one, folks. This is almost an hour. So I usually try to keep them to about 45 minutes. But this one, we pushed hard. I think we got close to an hour. So until next time, my good friends, I will see you next week on the podcast where we are going to be doing episode 10 already. 10 episodes. Pretty amazing. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week, everybody.